state and federal leaders will meet again next week for further talks on Australia's developing fuel crisis, with about 470 service stations across Australia now out of at least one type of petrol. Energy Minister Chris Bowen has left the door open to measures aimed at driving down fuel demand, including encouraging people to work from home and increasing levels of E10 in petrol. Labor has long argued complex petrol and diesel supply chains mean it will take time for extra fuel from the nation's emergency reserves to flow to where it's needed, a statement opposition defence spokesman James Patterson has described as a cop-out. Meanwhile, New South Wales Premier Chris Minns says if the number of fuel tankers heading for Australia drops significantly, action will be taken to manage fuel demand.
We'll look at the circumstances, the inbound fuel tankers to Australia. If that number drops significantly, then we'll make the decisions that we need to do, hopefully with the other states, certainly with the national government, to do whatever we can to manage fuel demand. But we're not going to jump to the end. This needs to be a proportionate, sensible, common sense approach to what is an international problem affecting every jurisdiction and every marketplace in the world.